What's up, everyone? Welcome to week four of the Syndicates. Eddie, Vic, and John all back this week on video in person. A little bit of a rough week last week with the betting wise, but overall, I think it was a good week for us. Bills came through in a close one. Vic, the Bears came back with Nick Foles, and John, Lions squeezed through as well. But Vic, is the Trubisky train finally over in Chicago?
It is, man. Nick Foles is going to be the man until he gets injured, which hopefully not. But the coach came out on Monday and said it. So the job is his until further notice.
And then, John, you went down to the sports book with all your boys and saw the Lions squeak out a win at the end there, last second field goal. We all had dramatic wins, man. That was an entertaining weekend for us.
Yeah, it was wild. I wasn't really cheering for Vic's Bears there. When Big Dick Nick came into the game, I'm like, oh. I was on the Falcons, man. I don't know. We talked about it last week. I said I was going to do it. You guys went around and stopped me. I did it. It was bad. I was with you, Eddie. I had the Bills, and I was then that turned into a sweat at the end. And then they came back and they covered. And then after they came back and covered, Atlanta blew it for me. So it was the 1 o'clock slate was crazy last week.
Yeah, man, it was definitely quite the sweat to be a Bills fan. That's for sure. Watching them blow that, one of the things I wanted to talk about this week before we jump into the games was we saw it on Sunday Night Football. I think the most, Vic, I'll start with you. What do you think the influence is like now that we're starting to get a feel for the stadiums without fans? I mean, we're almost a quarter of the way through the season already, which if you can't believe it, this is week four. So do you think it's having a huge impact on, home field advantage in the NFL, much bigger than you thought before the season, or is it about what you expected?
I think it's really helping road teams and it's really helping good quarterbacks. And we saw it on display with Rodgers against the Saints. So any normal year, there is no chance he'd be able to get the Saints to get those penalties, right? Like with his hard count and, do all those audibles, the place is usually deafening. And so we're seeing that a lot around the league where these good quarterbacks are kind of having their way. And so I think that is the biggest advantage that I've seen so far. Yes, it's only been 3 weeks. I like to normally after 4 weeks kind of assess everything. But in my opinion, man, the good quarterbacks are the ones that have the advantages right now. And it doesn't matter if they're on the road anymore. So the home field advantages are definitely getting kind of shafted, especially though, like the Vikings, the Saints, some of those stadiums that you're used to just being insane, ruckus atmospheres. Those guys are kind of getting shafted right now. What do you think, John?
Definitely. That Saints game put me over the top last week. Once that game ended, I was on the Saints. I'm pretty sure that's what we gave out on the pod last week. Yep. And once that game ended, I was like, the pandemic is really hurting home field advantage. And it really took effect last week. And that same, there's no way that game is played on Sunday Night Football, primetime TV with that kind of crowd there that, Green Bay would have ended up winning that game. It just wouldn't have happened. If the fans were there, the right side would have been the Saints. So we gotta put that into a little bit. We got to put that more into a factor going in to the next few weeks of the season.
Yeah, I agree with you both. And one thing I've also noticed, too, is the overs. This year, I saw some stats. Vic, you might know them a little better than me, but the overs in the first 3 weeks are just insane. I think it's hitting over to 60% clip. All these games are just flying over the total. And I don't know if it's a mix of the home crowd not being there and, like, Aaron Rodgers was able to easily audible in and out of plays, the lack of defense because of training camp and practices, but these games are flying over the total. I know, John, you've given out a couple of over-unders this year. I think you've given out some overs, and pretty much they seem like they're all cashing so far.
And they are, man. It's just like it's kind of like practice for these offenses, especially these ones that have been around for a while. So we gotta start, checking out on those over-unders some more. Maybe something that we gotta start giving out as picks.
Yeah, eventually they gotta fade back to the norm, but we will see. So
sorry, Eddie, I have one tidbit to add to that. To your point, there's a guy, Rob Pizzola. I don't know if you guys follow him on Twitter. Pretty good. If you're into gambling, check him out at Rob Pizzola. But he posted a chart about why NFL scoring is up 5.4 points a game this year compared to last season. And the main data that he found was the game is being officiated differently this year. So they're not calling holding. It's insane, but they're completely not calling holding calls. The penalties are down. Delay of games are down. False starts are down. And so basically, crowd noise, right? Again, coming to the Saints game, that would be a huge factor, but that's out of the way. And now the refs are also calling things differently. And so we're seeing like much fewer defensive holding penalties, less DPI or more DPIs. And so that's all definitely led to an uptake in scoring. Now let's see if the refs adjust. I mean, Vegas, we know, is just going to keep inflating these numbers until they can kind of come back down, right? But right now, man, the overs are going insane.
Yeah, it's crazy. And that's a good point you made there, because I did forget to kind of mention that the penalties are way down this year. I think almost 50% less holding calls. I can't remember if it was Mike Pereira or Gene Steratore that mentioned it on the call a couple weeks ago. But yeah, they were down a tremendous amount. And I think that's, the offenses are able to take advantage of that, not having drives get set back as much as they have in the past. So we'll see if this trend continues. A couple of my people that I talk to, about betting and stuff say, oh, Vegas will adjust. They're quick to adjust. I'm like, no, they're not quick to adjust. They adjust slowly. They slowly uptick, but eventually it's got to regress, you'd think. But who knows? Could be one of those crazy years where it just, we get something that's out of the ordinary statistically. So, all right, let's jump into some games for this week. And, John, this is a Thursday night game. I don't even think you could play, because this is Denver at the Jets. One thing I will say, we always mention every week, Jerome Boger, who couldn't even save the Atlanta Falcons last week.
Dude, I have home to field. Let me stop you. Did you guys watch that game or no?
Yeah, I was all on.
I did not. I'll be honest. I saw it on Red Zone. But
every single controversial call Jerome Boger gave to the home team. You saw that, didn't you? I was going thinking about you guys. I was going insane. One, because I didn't have any money on it. I was rooting for the Bears. Every call, he would pick up a flag. Any Allen Robinson play, anything you call, Jerome Boger would he would huddle the guys in. He'd be like, no. You could see him. He'd be like, no. So I thought of you guys, because he definitely is up to his old tricks. And so for our new listeners, Eddie, I'll let you talk about it real quick if you have a little blur. But we usually find the Jerome Boger game because he always is in favor of the home teams, right? Is that right, Eddie?
Yeah, and it was something I saw on Twitter. I don't remember who did it. I apologize. It's just a tweet I saw a long time ago where it says Jerome Boger is a notable home ref, always influenced by the crowd, throws a lot of flags, all that. So I looked into it and I saw the against the spread records for him going back to 2011 were, some games there was 11-3 because they have bye weeks, and some years it was it was just astronomical numbers. And I think he was the home teams when he refed the games was 66-64%, somewhere in that range, where the home team would just cover the spread. So I just finally started finding the games he was refing, betting the home teams. I'm like, man, this is free money. And then, the past couple of years, I think it hasn't been as successful as it has been, but you can still notice it at times. And I'd say probably the last 2 or 3 years, it's gone back to slightly above average. So it's not like where those weeks where I was catching easy wins, going 10-3, just picking his games blindly betting the home teams in those ones. So
he tried last week. He did his best. He did all he could. And just when Atlanta's involved, that's what happens.
It's like we had those two immovable forces that met each other. We had the Falcons fade the Falcons and ride Boger, and they just, fade the Falcons, won that one. So
the irresistible force versus the immovable object.
That one, yes, exactly.
So I like the Jets this week, man. I will play this game. I know it's 0-3 versus 0-3, but look, this line opened up 2.5 Broncos. It's down to pick 'em. The public so far, whatever you can find is kind of on Denver, but the money's coming in. I know Vic, this. The money's coming in on the Jets. The reason why I like this game is Ripken starting at quarterback. He played at Boise State, and if Denver didn't mention nothing about it, if they kind of just threw him in after the, you know, the first quarter or whatnot, then, you know, it might have been harder, a little bit harder for the Jets to put some kind of game plan together against him. But once they announced that he's a quarterback, not, you know, I know there's not a lot of film on him in the NFL besides what happened at the end of last week, but there's a lot of film on him from Boise State. So a quarterback that hasn't played in the NFL at all, really, playing on a 3-day notice with 3 days of practice, that is not enough time. Like, give me Darnold. The defense hopefully holds up, and I feel like the Denver offense is just gonna, you know, melt, and the Jets are gonna win this game. And that's what the money's telling me, from 2.5 down to pick 'em, and 86% of the money on the Jets. I like that as one of my plays, plus Jerome Boger, baby. So I got a lot of things going in my favor there.
Yes. I like it. So to your point, John, the money is definitely on the Jets. So 61% of the public is on the Broncos. 86% of the money is on the Jets. And all of that came in after Rippon was named starting quarterback. So you guys are a little younger than me. I actually remember his dad in the NFL.
Oh, I
remember him too. Yeah.
Because his skin.
Mark Rippon tore us the Detroit Lions in 91, our last good team. We were 12-4. He beat us in the NFC Championship game like 35-10. So
yeah, he was a beast. About him. But I'm not seeing the same stuff from his kid, man. So I like the Jets too. Not enough as you. But definitely liking the Jets. I'll sprinkle a little money on it just because, as you always say, John, who am I kidding? I'm going to be watching the game, so I might as well bet on it. So I'll be on the Jets. I see you pick them across the board pretty much, so I'll take the Jets to win like you.
Yeah, I'm 100% in agreement with all you guys here, so I'll make it 3-for-3. I'll probably roll with the Jets as well here. So I won't put anything too crazy on it. It won't be like something I'm super comfortable with, but – yeah, I lean with the Jets simply because of line movement, ripping a quarterback, and Jerome Boger. So those three things there are my three reasons. Plus, the board this week isn't the greatest, so I'll go with the Jets in this one. Next up, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Vic, it is your Chicago Bears home against the Indianapolis Colts. They are 2.5-point underdogs. Those 3-0 Bears not getting any respect still to the 2-1 Colts. Indy is one of those teams I know sharp guys have liked a lot this year. I have a couple of buddies that bet for a living, and statistically, Indy, I know they lost to Jacksonville. They have played really well. They do a lot of the good things that the advanced metrics kind of support. So I see why this line is 2.5, but I still think it's a little too high. But Vic, this is your squad, so I'll let you go first. Bears plus 2.5 at home against the Colts.
Yeah, to your point, like Football Outsiders, a lot of analytical websites love the Colts, hate the Bears this year, right? So, you know, worst 3-0 team is the Bears when it comes to the stats. But as a fan, I'll take it. But there is a little bit of something to that. When you're looking at the public, it's pretty split right now. You have about 55% of the public on the Colts, 45% on the Bears. The money is a little bit on the Bears at about 53%. I'm probably going to sit this out until I can get three. I'm hoping for three. I'm hoping to wait until game time. The biggest X factor to me, and again, I watch the Bears, so I can probably say this a little more, is like Akeem Hicks, right? So he's been a monster up the middle. I think he actually leads the league in sacks right now, which is crazy from the inside. But usually he eats against everyone, but this week he goes up against Nelson, right, who's a monster in his own right. So to me, that's going to be one of the biggest matchups to watch in this game. And Nick Foles, man, I mean, the offense looked better, right? He knows this offense. DeFilippo's here from the Super Bowl connection that he has, and you could tell he had a calming presence. He's audibling. I have no clue the last time I've ever seen Mitch call an audible. Maybe it's never in his career, but – you know, Nick comes in, he's audibling, he's calling out all the plays, and just it looked a lot better. He throws a good deep ball, right? He leads receivers. That's one of the biggest differences I've seen. He's not the athlete Mitch is, but he definitely has a good grasp of this offense. So the defense hasn't played up to its standard, in my opinion. This is going to be a game where I do think, you know, I kind of hate Phillip Rivers. I don't know about hate. I don't hate him in real life, but like just in general. So I think Phillip Rivers will throw some ducks this game, and the Bears are going to get a couple turnovers, and it's going to come down to the wire, but I think the Bears pull it out. But I'll sit it out when it comes to betting. How about you, John? What do you think? You're unbiased, so tell me what you think.
Matt Patricia, Joe Judge, Dan Quinn. Those are the three coaches that the Bears have gone up against in the first 3 weeks. So they're going up against a coach that I really like. I like Frank Reich. I like what they're doing in Indianapolis. Their defense is good. This line went from pick 'em to 2.5. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one on this side. From the people that I've talked to so far, most people that I've spoken to like the Bears. I like the Colts in the spot here. I like what the defense is doing. The only thing that I am worried about is if Phillip Rivers gives the game away. So, and there, you know, when Phillip Rivers has one of those games where he wants to throw four interceptions and fumble two times, and, you know, that Bears defense is, you know, like I said last week, Falcons' DNA is to lose, the Bears' DNA is to win. So, I small lean towards the Colts. If Phillip Rivers does not give this game away, the Bears are not winning. I highly doubt the Bears are winning. I like the Colts in this spot. What do you think, Addy? Break this tie, baby.
Man, you know, when I see a home dog, it makes me want to jump all over it. But at the same time, I'm always skeptical when I see the 2.5 out there, because there's a reason they don't want to go to 3, because they know as soon as they get to 3, all of my is going to come in on the Bears. So, you know, to break the tie, honestly, I'll probably go with the Colts. Not something I'm super comfortable with. So, Indianapolis -2.5 is who I would take if I had a gun to my head. Sorry, Vic. But no, you're gonna ruin my hopes and dreams later when we talk about the Bills. So karma.
I know. No, I think it's fair, man. That's why I'm probably going to sit it out. I just like the 3 number. So if I get it, I just think there's value in the Bears getting 3 at home. That's the only reason I would bet it. But other than that, I'll probably sit it out.
Love it. Next up, we got John's team in the next 1 o'clock game at home. They are +4 against the struggling Saints, who kind of burned us on Sunday Night Football there. So, John, we got him +4. Looks like Michael Thomas might be back in the lineup this week. So, line.
Is he?
It's like 50-50. Right? Yeah, I haven't seen any injury reports for today yet, but from what I've seen is that they're hopeful for week 4 that he's going to be back. So, you know the Lions better than any of us, so I'll let you kick it off first on if you like anything in this one.
Yeah, last week this game's really tough. Last week when I was at, I was downtown at the book, and everybody was on Arizona. A lot of action was flowing in on Arizona at right before kickoff. And, you know, it just kind of came to me, listen, Lions are going to end up. I had a funny feel. I had my buddy, I called him up because he was taking Arizona and his suicide pick. And I called him up. I told him, listen, dude, everybody here is on Arizona. You're going to have to hop off that pick. So, you know, don't take Arizona to win that game outright. So I was on the Lions last week. This game is a little bit more difficult. I like what I saw from Detroit's defense, but they needed a lot of turnover help. And they got it, and that's basically why they won the game. I don't know. The Michael Thomas thing is a big deal. So if Michael Thomas is playing, you know, that's Drew Brees' piece right there. That's his go-to guy. When he needs 5, 6, 7 yards, he knows how to find him. They, you know, they link up well together. So if he's in the game, it makes it a little bit more difficult for me to say that I would take Detroit. So right now, I guess, I don't know. I'm going to sit this one out. I don't have a strong lean one way or another. 4 points. Is that where it's at right now, guys? 4.5?
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing pretty much across the board. It's down to 4 at most books, but there are some 4.5s.
Yeah, I mean, I go small lean Detroit. Nothing. I'm not personally betting this game. There's other things that I'm going to find that I'd rather play at 1 o'clock than this game here.
Vic, what about you?
I like the Lions, man. I just always get burned betting on them. So I think it's a good spot for the Lions, man. If Michael Thomas is out, this Saints offense is completely different. The Saints did not come through in a perfect spot last weekend, and that really scares me. So we've seen two teams now that just are playing Drew Brees all the way up and daring him to beat him over the top. And if not for a couple of insane Kamara runs, that game would have been worse than it looked. So I like the Lions, man, that they had a good win last week. I just can't trust Matt Patricia to hold on. So maybe the Lions first half or something like that, but I'm just nervous about them blowing it at the end. But I do think this is a good spot for Detroit. There's 80% of the money, not the money, 80% of the public is on the Saints. So it's usually like our 80-20 home dog kind of thing that we all love to take anyways. So there are some 4.5s out there. I will play a small play on Detroit. I don't love it as like one of my favorite picks just because of Matt Patricia. Otherwise, this would be one of my favorite picks of the week.
Yeah, Matt Patricia is someone we can't really trust too much up there with a lot of those head coaches we talked about on the hot seat. So for me personally, you like the home dog plus 4, but at the Saints, you know, you figure the Saints got to get back on track, and where else is a better place than on the road in the dome off a kind of embarrassing loss on Sunday Night Football. So like John said, I think Michael Thomas plays a huge role in this, and just the capability there of what they're able to do in their offense, because right now it's just all Alvin Kamara, and they can get another weapon in there for Breeze, stretch the field a little bit more, then I think they'll play a little bit better. Honestly, what's really hurting the Saints right now is their defense isn't playing well. I think we go back to our beginning, what we talked about with the crowd and the home field advantage. When that defense is at home, man, they feed off that energy of the crowd. So I just think that's where they're lacking. They're giving up a lot of undisciplined either penalties or long plays that are just killing them. So I don't think the offense is as much of a problem as the media is kind of making it out to be. So next up, we have the Cardinals at the Carolina Panthers. They are -3.5. The Cardinals are on the road at Carolina. Probably one I'm going to sit out, if anything, maybe lean towards Carolina, but I'm not a big fan of this Panthers team this year. I don't think they're that good. So nothing really I would lean too much here. Vic, what about you?
I'll probably sit this game out, man. I haven't seen enough from Panthers, especially because Arizona's coming off of a loss. If Arizona was coming off of a win, this would be one of those spots where I'd love to take the Panthers, especially because everyone's going to be on Arizona this week, right? But I'm not seeing a lot of value in the Panthers. They've kind of hung in there. They've played well. I got to give them credit. Teddy Bridgewater's done well. Mike Davis is filling in nicely for CMC, but I still need to kind of see a little bit more from both of these squads before I'm really laying some dough on it. So I'll probably sit it out. John, what are you feeling in this game?
First, I'd like to apologize for last week when, you know, you guys told me, is it 405 time? Is a 405 special coming? And I'm like, nah, not yet, not yet. And I swear, man, I was at the book and it was 4 o'clock and I'm looking at the line. There was a couple dudes ahead of us, and they were playing the Chargers, and I said, "Oh my God, Carolina's a," and I ended up smashing Carolina last week. I loved it. So I feel bad that I didn't give that out as a 405 special last week. I actually said that I liked the Chargers on the pod because of Herbert, but when Sunday rolled around, I'm like, man, I'm on the wrong side of this, and I ended up taking Carolina. So I like Carolina in the spot, but for the same exact reasons that you're not playing this game, Vic, I'm not playing it either. I'm worried because Arizona just came off of a win. So Arizona just came off of a loss. So, yep. They're to get things right. And the reason why they lost that game is because of turnovers. So if they are able to control the ball this week against a defense that's suspect at best, you know, they're going to be able to pull this out, Arizona scores a touchdown or they get up 10, you know, Teddy checkdown is not going to bring Carolina back. So I don't know. I'm staying away from this game. There's other ones that I'm going to end up playing a little bit more than this one here. So what do you think, Eddie?
Yeah, I think I'm probably going to sit this one out. Not entertaining board for the 1 o'clock games here, but I'd love Arizona on the year. So in the Carolina Panthers are one team I've been fading a lot this year, but I think they got their one win that they were due for last week. This week they probably catch a loss, but laying 3.5 on the road with the Cardinals, not something I'm quite ready to do yet just because they are a young team. We saw, Kyler Murray throwing interceptions to Detroit last week. So just not someone I'm comfortable with laying that kind of price on the road. So, but speaking of prices, today's episode is brought to you by Sports Intel. They were the ones that kind of hooked us up with the video chat here. So big shout out to them. Thank you for hooking us up. Finally able to connect and get together. We've been doing this podcast for a couple of years now. But over at Unibet, Vic, they got a promotion going on over there. So you want to kind of talk about that?
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to Sports Intel for having us. And then Sports Intel has a sick Really, really good offer at Unibet. So it's sportsintel.com/go/Unibet. And when you get there, you basically get free $30 for signing up, and then you get $600, a $600 risk-free bet. So pretty awesome. They have a pretty nice app. I can't lie. I didn't really know about them too much until this past week when I checked them out, but they have a nice platform, and they actually have some really good lines as well. So some reduced juice lines, and you know, every penny counts when it comes to gambling. So make sure you guys check that out. And yeah, special shout out to Sports Intel. Thank you guys for having us. For our listeners and followers, thanks for checking us out for 2 years. And this might be the first time you've seen us on video, so hopefully there's more to come.
Yeah, Vic, you've been doing some work for them over the past couple weeks as well. What have you been doing over there?
I have. It's been fun, man. I have my own show. It's called Chalk Talk. So every week I have someone on from the gambling industry, just like this, talk some games, hear about their story, how they got into the space, and end with some picks of the week. And then just doing some columns, NFL best bets, a little bit of fantasy, a little bit of everything. So pretty cool site. It's new, trying to get up and running to the point where we start getting the following. So I'm so happy to like be able to get us three on, man, because we've been working hard, man. 2 years, we got a nice little following on Twitter. So hopefully this is what we need. And I'm excited that we're actually doing video and have our own show now.
Yeah, definitely. And thanks again for from Sports Intel to present today's episode of the Syndicate. So big shout out to them, and hopefully we can get some winners for everybody out there for this week. And once we get to our picks of the week, we'll talk about who we like and what games we want to give out for those. But we are skipping the Jags and the Bengals. Nobody wants to talk about that game or waste any time. Cleveland, they are on the road at Dallas, +4.5. The Browns, I really like them coming into this year. I thought they were going to make a huge improvement with Kevin Stefanski and the run game, which they have. They definitely seem like they've improved based off of Freddie Kitchens from last year. But, I mean, really, how much of an improvement is that? So I do love the way that they run the ball. Dallas, man, their defense is one of those defenses that just it's like Swiss cheese, man. You can run through it. You can do so much against that defense. The offense comes back at the end of games. It seems like the same story every week where they get out of it early, come back, make the late run, and then, you know, Russell Wilson kind of took over that game, so it's harder to beat him, but they were able to beat the Falcons because the Falcons are the Falcons. So, but me, I personally lean the Cleveland Browns in this one, +4.5, but again, Vic, I know we talked about last week how teams 0-2 against the spread have been covering in a pretty good clip. Now the Cowboys, I think, are 0-3 against the spread. So any numbers you got on that one there?
Yeah, the public is all over the Cowboys, as we probably anticipated. But you got 80% of the bets coming in on Dallas. But you also have some of the money coming in on Dallas as well. But the line has gone down. It opened at 5.5, and now it's down to 4.5 across the board. So I like the Browns too, man. I know, just again, Browns are just another team that I always get burnt when I take them, no matter the situation, no matter the spot. One of the reasons I like them is Dak Prescott against pressure, right? When he faces good defenses or teams that bring pressure, he struggles. I mean, one stat I saw on Twitter today, he's 29th in QB rating when he's pressured, 22 in adjusted completion percentage, and just horrible numbers across the board. So if the Browns can bring the pressure through Myles Garrett, if they can control the ball while running with their two-headed monster, I think they have a chance, man. But the Cowboys' offense is so explosive, but you nailed it, man. Their D is just so bad. We saw it last week, and we knew once Russell Wilson got that rock at the end that they were going to lose. And for John, I know that was your pick of the week, man. That was a brutal beat. For them, that's Mike McCarthy for you, man. And that's why, like, a lot of my Packers fans, right? And John, you know this, like, as much as I want to hate giving the Packers props, Aaron Rodgers props, he's sick. And so to me, they should have had a lot more success during the time with Aaron Rodgers, but it was Mike McCarthy. He's too conservative, and you saw it last weekend. He goes for that field goal. He gives the ball back a couple of minutes left, and not only did they lose, they didn't even cover. So I'll kick it to you, John. What do you think about this game? And just give me your thoughts on if you're going to be betting it or not.
Okay, so last week, I'm not even going to talk about it. There were so many things that went wrong in that game for me last week. Just all then, it still came down to the 2-point conversion where I had 5.5. I know I gave out 5 in the pod, but I mean, anyways, that was brutal. Both Seattle you know, going for a touchdown at the end of the game. All they needed was one more first down. They could have ran out the clock, kicked the field goal. They gave Dallas a chance. Dallas running, passing it three times at the on the other side of the ball. And just, yeah, Mike McCarthy's not a good coach. I never thought he was in Green Bay either. So this game, though, here, I'm not going to play it really quickly, but I can't trust – the Dallas defense is bad, but I cannot trust Baker Mayfield either. So, I mean, between the two of them, you know, so, like, you don't know who's going to be worse, Baker throwing, you know, turning the ball over or Dallas just giving up a ton of points. So this is a stay away from me. I feel like Dallas is going to maybe run the ball a little bit more this game with Elliott. So I'll find something else to play. It's too tough of a game for me. It's going to be a fun game to watch. Nothing I'm going to gamble on.
I like it. So next up, we have Minnesota at Houston. To be honest, probably not a game I'm going to be playing just because of the whole COVID thing with the Vikings. Not really sure if this game is even going to take place. Sounds like it will. We know the Pittsburgh-Tennessee game is going to be suspended to either Monday or Tuesday, so we'll skip that one. But this one here, I don't know how much of the Vikings prep has been interrupted from the whole COVID thing. I've seen it off the board at a couple places, but it is on – I see 4.5s and 3.5s out there for Houston being the favorite at home. If anything, probably lean towards Houston, but I don't want to touch Bill O'Brien and that team right now. They're finally coming off of – or they're finally getting – an easy game. I wouldn't call it too easy because the Vikings are still okay, even though they're 0-3. But it's not the Ravens. It's not the Chiefs. So Houston finally catching a break in the schedule. So I'd probably lean them just with all the distractions the Vikings are having this week. But nothing too crazy. I'll be playing on this one. So, John, how about you in this one? Anything you got?
Houston and Minnesota, absolutely not. Two 0-3 teams. No, I'm good. I'm not playing this game.
Vic?
No, I'm good. All the reasons you both listed, I'm good, man, especially with the COVID stuff and just kind of being up in the air with practice. I'm good skipping them. I don't even think I had a play for this game even without COVID, so I'm good. We're keeping it moving.
Seattle at Miami. Vic, I know you love this one. We have I don't know if I see any sevens out there, but I see a lot of 6.5s. So everybody's betting Russell Wilson and the Seahawks, and why wouldn't they? I mean, they're just a cover machine. So, Vic, I'll kick it over to you for this one. Miami, they are 6.5 at home against Seattle.
Yeah, I love Miami in the spot, man. I actually think they can win this game. I know that's going to sound crazy, but it's going to be very, very hot and steamy this weekend. And so that's going to be the factor in the second half. Definitely look for Miami second half if they're hanging around. I know we've talked about this before on our pod. The team just plays well for Flores, man. We saw it last year, and we've seen it again. Fitzmagic is locked in, and that Seattle defense, if we thought Cowboys D was Swiss cheese, this is even worse, man. So I think Fitzmagic is going to be able to move the ball on them, be able to score. Seattle's been literally – you've been talking about this, Eddie, for like 2 years, but it seems like every game – they shouldn't win, they win, and it's because of Russell Wilson, right? And so it's got to stop. They're 3-0 this year. This is a perfect spot for them to go down. They got to travel. They're going into hot, steamy, muggy conditions. I see a bunch of sevens out there still. They're offshore, so it depends, you know, where your book is. I do like the 6.5, but I think this is the perfect storm, man. We're getting 80% of the public bets on Seattle. The team's going to play hard no matter what for Flores. And Miami's a pretty decent squad, man. So, and they got extra rest, right? So because they were on Thursday night, right? Or am I?
No, yeah. 100%.
Yeah. My coffee hasn't kicked in yet. But, yeah, so there you go. So a ton of reasons why I like Miami in the spot. Definitely take them at 6.5. Shop around a little bit if you can get 7. But what do you fellas thinking? John, what do you think?
I'm totally with you on all the things you already said. A couple things also. The Seahawks, they're 3-0, and they're also 3-0 against the spread.
Yep.
So, you know, that's – they're not going to win every single game against the spread either. That – and I'm looking at Jamal Adams being questionable for this game. So, if Jamal Adams is the Russell Wilson of that defense. So, you guys saw it last week when he came out. You know, Seattle struggled against Dallas. So, Fitz was like – 20-for-20 last week against the Jags. So I like Seattle. I like the Dolphins in the spot, excuse me, against Seattle. I think they're going to be able to move the ball offensively. Seattle's defense is trash to me, so I like them there. If Byron Jones missed the game last week for Miami, so if he's going to be playing this week, he should be able to lock down somebody to take away some weapon from Russ. So you know, if it's Lockett or Metcalf or something, that and you know, the second half coming into a factor where it's going to get hot. You know, these guys are going to get tired. They, you know, they just played a tough game on Sunday night. I'm going to be all over the Dolphins this week. I'm going to take them for the game and look for that second half. I really hope that game is close at halftime. I'll sprinkle a little bit of money on that second half money line on the Dolphins. Man,
you guys hit it out of the park, man. I think all of those things, we're in for a huge letdown here on Seattle. Plus, like John mentioned, 3-0 against the spread as well as straight up. Eventually, the line's got to kind of, you know, creep out of the value for Seattle, even though, you know, 80% is on Seattle taking the spread there. Yeah, I think this is just a letdown spot. They're coming off a huge game against the Cowboys. Now they got to go all the way, probably their farthest trip that they could possibly take. You're going all the way from the Northwest down to the Southeast. So they got a pretty long trip ahead of them here. Not going to be an easy trip. Then they got to go right back home after this and play a conference game back home next week. So I think we're in for a little bit of a letdown here on the Seahawks. If you can get the touchdown out there, definitely bet that pretty substantially, I'd say, because I think no way Miami loses this game by more than 7. So yeah, give me the Dolphins in this spot. And yeah, I think we were all kind of scrambling over that as a pick of the week, but we'll talk about that at the end when we get to those. Next up, we are also staying in Florida, Tampa Bay at home against the LA Chargers. LA just got off 2 home games. Now they are +7 on the road. So for me personally, I like the Bucs in this spot just because I think they're going to win the game. And obviously when you have the team that wins the game, generally they cover the spread at least over 70% of the time. So I don't see a way that the Chargers could win this one here. We got a rookie quarterback. Now there's some film out there on Justin Herbert. So I think we're starting to find out some more about his tendencies and what he likes to do versus, you know, when he came in fresh and nobody had the chance to game plan for him. So the Bucs are looking good, and it's not because of their offense like everybody thought coming into the season. Their defense is playing really, really well. So I just like the way that the Bucs are playing right now. I think they're starting to come together, gel a little bit more. And now, you know, without that preseason, there's so many new pieces on this team. They just need a couple games to get it worked out. And I think we saw a pretty dominant performance last week against the Broncos. Probably see something similar this week. So I like the Bucs in this one. -7, I'd probably go pretty small. John, I know you hate the teasers, but hey, if there's a team out there you like to tease it with, I'd maybe throw this one in there as well with the Bucs -1. So, John, you like anything in this one?
Yeah, no, not really. This line was 4, and it shot up to 7. So somebody knows something there. So this is stay away for me for now. Kind of like Tampa a little bit. I just don't want to lay 7 points.
Vic, anything you got in this one?
I'm on the same boat as John. I loved it at 4 or 5, right? But I'll probably set it out and see if I can catch some halftime value. I feel like the Bucs kind of start slow in some of their games so far. And so if I can get them, if they're down early or something, I'll probably play them live. I don't see them losing this weekend. And so I'll probably just – I don't like the 7, so I'll wait until game time.
All right. So skipping Pittsburgh, Tennessee. Thank you to COVID for that one. Next up, we got Baltimore on the road, if you call it that, little half-hour trip over to D.C., -13. We're going to get a pissed-off Ravens team coming off Monday Night Football. We'll see. 9, I see so much money on the Ravens. Not even funny. But, John, is this anything more than a survivor pick for the week?
This is only a survivor pick. So I can't take Baltimore. I can't take Baltimore, you know, -13 points when, you know, what they like to do is run. And what Washington does best is, you know, have a good front line. So I'm staying away because I can't go one way or another. I'm not laying 13 and I'm not taking Washington. So I'll pass on this game.
Vic, I know we don't really touch on the big spreads too often, especially when they're on the road like this. So anything you're playing in this one?
No, I love them in Survivor just because I like taking teams coming off of a loss, especially a pretty good team. But 13 is too much, especially the only way I would have liked to play this game is if Chase Young was going to play. but he's out. And so otherwise I would have probably taken 13, 14 points just out of principle for the home dog, but I'll set this one out, man.
405 special. I don't know how special it is because we got another New York team involved. Man, it must suck to be a New York fan right now. You got the Knicks, the Giants, the Jets, the Rangers. I think the Yankees are okay. I don't really follow baseball too much. Yeah, but they got the Yankees. I think they got the Yankees and the Islanders. So congrats, New York. But, yeah, man, they got some two miserable football teams right now.
Better than Detroit. Look what I got. I got the Pistons, the Red Wings, the Tigers, the Lions. Like, I got everyone's in last place. They got the Yankees at least.
Hey, I haven't seen a championship in 50-plus years from my town, so.
Okay.
we got the Rams minus 12.5 against the Giants here. I kind of like the Giants in this spot, but they're just – we saw them against the Bears and how they looked, and, you know, they had a good little spurt there in the first half against the Steelers on Monday Night Football. But since then, man, they've looked abysmal, and I don't know if it's just a team I can – get in front of right now. I think the Rams are a little ticked off after last week, which Carmen came back on a little pass interference call. So how do you like that, LA Rams, for stealing the NFC championship a couple years ago? But that's neither here nor there. So I like the Giants in this spot plus the 12.5. I'm getting double digits. I'll probably take the Giants in here. Not anything I'm feeling real comfortable with. Again, this board is a little iffy this week. So Vic, anything you like in this spot here?
No, man, I'll set this one out. If LA was coming off of a win, I feel like this would be a good spot. But the Giants let me down, man. That was my pick of the week last week. And to me, that was the perfect situational spot for them. And for them to just get rolled like that after that showing, man, I just can't take them here. Even though I do kind of lean their way, I just can't put real money on them again.
All right, John, anything special about this 405 game here?
Nah, just another survivor pick. If you like, you know, if you can't think Baltimore because maybe you already took them, you got the Rams there sitting there for you. But other than that, nothing.
All right, so we move to 425, probably the best game on the board, New England plus 7 at Kansas City. Me personally, I like the Patriots a lot in this spot here. I think they're a really good, well-rounded, fundamental team this year. They're just playing really good ball together as a team, so they do things well that I think they can take advantage of. Belichick against Andy Reid has done very well. I think he's 6-3 overall, 6-2, something like that. So he has Andy Reid's number. So I love the Patriots in this spot, plus the 7. I'm getting a touchdown on the road, which, I mean, today in the NFL, how much is that really worth with home field advantage? So for me personally, I'm going to bet the Patriots. It'll be probably one of the games I'm considering for the pick of the week in this spot. So, John, anything you like in this one?
I like a small lean towards New England. I like what they are doing defensively, as always. They're okay on offense. They should be able to move the ball on Kansas City. It's just if they get down, and we saw it last week with Baltimore, Kansas City's defense starts to fly around. And they get a little bit more confident. They start doing things that they typically don't do when the game is close. So I got a small lean towards New England. Hopefully, Mahomes doesn't do what he did last week. So what do you think, Vic?
I like New England, man, but I'm just afraid of Patrick Mahomes, man. What he did to me on Monday night was just bad, man. So he's just a bad man. He's a legend, man. Mm-hmm. And every time he comes up with something new, and he's just too good, man. But you brought up some good points, Eddie. Belichick's always done well against Andy Reid. And the Pats, he'll scheme. He. I don't know if you guys saw on Twitter. Again, I live on Twitter. I love that place. But, like, somebody was breaking down film from his game last weekend, and he was double-teaming the checkdowns last weekend.
Like, I was going to mention that in our next game, but yes, go ahead.
That's how much he, like, thinks ahead, right? I mean, he's just one of a kind, bro. There's a reason he's the hoodie and he's the master, and so he will come up with something to kind of slow down this amazing offense. And 7 points seems like a lot to me. And so it was 7.5. Now it's down to 7 in most books. The public's all over the Chiefs. So I like the 7. I like getting the 7 with the Pats.
All right. So now we move on to the Bills on the road in Vegas. Man, I'm supposed to be at this game. I'm so mad. I've been planning this game for probably 2 years. I'm not going to be able to get to go to it. So that'll be sitting right here watching it behind me. But Yeah, they're minus three. It was 2.5 where it opened. Some twos out there. A lot of money coming in on the Bills. I like the Bills this week. I know it's probably the public play. I'll tell you why in a minute. But, Vic, I know you like the opposite. So let's go head-to-head, and I'll let you kick it off first with the who you like in this one.
Yeah, I like the Raiders, man. And I'm sorry you're going to miss the game. That is literally would have been one of the sickest, like, friends trips, I'm sure, man. Going to Vegas for an NFL game. The stadium looks sick. Going to see your team. So, but I like fading the Bills a little bit in this spot, man. They had that miraculous win last week. Here's a nice little stat. The Bills are 1-6 ATS, 1-6 straight up in their last seven games in the Pacific time zone. Again, I don't put everything in trends, just one of the tools in the toolbox, but the public's all over them. Of course, public's kind of fading the Raiders, but just like 2 weeks ago when I took the Raiders against the Saints, I think this is a good spot for them. Their offense is going to be able to put up points. So I like the field goal, man. I think they're a live dog. Anytime I think that a team has a chance to win and I'm getting three, I like to take that team. So I'll grab the 3 points here. John, I'll kick it to you, and then Eddie, you can close with why you like the Bills.
Has any other quarterback gone from like contender to pretender in like such a short time? Like, I did not believe in Josh Allen this year. And I don't know, man. He's showing me some stuff. I like the spot here. This is a spot where we play Raiders. So I like the Raiders in this spot. I wish there was a crowd of however many people they fit in that new stadium. But, you know, offensively last week they were shut down by Bitter Bill. So, like, he just doubled Darren Waller. And I know Bills – I know the Bills have a pretty good, defensive-minded head coach. And – they probably end up doing the same thing that New England did last week. But I don't know. This is just a spot where I take the Raiders. So the small lean towards Raiders. It's a 4 o'clock game. I put a little taste on just so I got something to watch. Tell me why I'm wrong, Eddie.
So I have a buddy that's a diehard Raiders fan. We anytime the Raiders would come to Buffalo, we always go to the game. He always had told me I'd take Josh Allen over Derek Carr. This is the past 2 years for Josh Allen of this year. I'm like, dude, you're crazy. He's like, you're finally going to see it this week as to why you're going to take him. He's like, Derek Carr is awful. He's like, Belichick put the perfect game plan together, took down all of his, like, checkdowns away, his comfort, his security blankets, and Darren Waller. And as soon as he had those taken away, he panicked. And a lot of the wise guys out there say that the Raiders are kind of I wouldn't say that they're fraudulent, but it's kind of how they feel about the Colts being a good team is how they feel about the Raiders being a bad team. They are a 2-1 team. I think – part of how they won on Monday Night Football is because of that first game in Vegas, you know, pumped up atmosphere, Monday Night Football. And then they obviously had the coin flip game against Carolina in the first week where that game could have easily went either way. And then last week, I think we finally saw what their true colors were look like. So I think, you know, the line is probably about what it should be. So it's not anything too crazy. I think if you get something under three, I'd probably definitely take the Bills. Coming off that game last week, man, they were pretty pissed. The Bills were that they let the Rams come back. So I think if they get the lead in this game, they're going to put their foot on the gas and they are going to go for it. And I don't see them losing this game to the Raiders. I think they play the Raiders and then the Titans. I think they win one of these next two games. This is the one I think that they would win. And in this game here, we're going to have Milano and Edmonds coming back another week, a little bit healthier. I said last week, they're such a huge role in the defense, and they were. And that's why in the first half of the game, it was 28-3 and it was a blowout. Edmonds actually came out of the game a lot in the second half because you think he tweaked a little bit. He's still going to play this week. He's practicing. Everything's fine. But he came out of the game. A good analogy I said of these two guys, or I saw about these two guys, is like, think of Matt Milano as like the man-to-man shutdown defender for tight ends. That's what he is. Tremaine Edmonds is like the rim protector, the center that just blocks everything. That's how you kind of describe these two linebackers. So when they were missing, it's like a totally different defense. And when Edmonds went out, that's when we saw the Rams start to come back a little bit. He was in the playing a little bit in the second half sporadically. So he wasn't out completely, but he definitely wasn't 100%. So I think now that they're a little bit healthier, we're going to see them play a little bit better. But yeah, a little bit biased on my end by the Bills in this spot here, but I just don't see them losing this game. So that's why I can't take the Raiders in this spot. Anyway, that's my breakdown of that one there. So now we'll move on to Sunday Night Football. Not the greatest game. You got to go with the Eagles, right? They are +7 on the road at San Francisco. If anything, gun in my head, I'm taking Eagles. We know we're going to bet this game just because Sunday Night Football. So, John, anything you're liking in this one? You always like the primetime games and bet on them. So, who you taking?
Yeah, not this one in particular. This
you're going to bet it. Stop it. You're going to bet it.
Absolutely, 100%. But you know what? I'm going to bet it at 8 o'clock after I talk to like 50 people. It's nothing I'm going to have real money on, just for fun. So, gun to my head right now. I don't know, man. Who's playing? Is Nick Mullins that quarterback again? He's pretty good, man. Every time we laugh at him at the pod on the pod, this guy. Well. So, I had two suicide pit spots, and I had Eagles, and a tie is a loss in suicide. And my last year's suicide was Lions against Cardinals. A tie is my last two outs on suicide picks were ties. So I got one spot left, anyways, but. Just for that fact, I'm not taking Eagles. So I'm taking 49ers at the moment.
All right. Nick, you be the tiebreaker.
I'll probably bet, but gun to my head, I'll take Eagles just because 7 points, desperate spot. And the Niners just can't keep winning without all of their like dudes. So I don't know. But I don't know, man. I can't put real money on this game as of now. I'll be like John. We'll probably text all our friends, and whoever they take will fade.
So then we go to Monday Night Football. Same thing, same spread. Another team that we don't want to bet. Don't like the Eagles. Don't like these birds that are Falcons. Something about the birds, they're just not doing too well. Although we got the Cardinals. So anyway, -7, Green Bay at home in Lambeau Field, Monday Night Football. If anything, I'd say the Packers win this game. Maybe do a dip and take it the teaser with the Bucks I mentioned earlier. I don't know if you want to wait till Monday night. So, me personally, gun to my head, Green Bay. So, in this one here, Vic, are you willing to step in the Falcons train, or are you fading the Falcons again?
No, I like to always auto-fade the Falcons. I just think that there is some value in them. So, if you like the Eagles, then you'll probably take the Falcons in this game, right? They're two of the same setups, in my opinion. Vegas is going to need both dogs badly because the public's hammering the favorites. So, auto fade Falcons. That's just my usual pick.
John,
I'm back to fuck the Falcons, bro. I'm good. This year, I'm good. I'm not taking the Falcons. I don't really like Green Bay that much. Maybe like an over. I don't know. Another game. Like I said, these Sunday Monday night games. If I don't already have a bet down on them at the moment, then I don't bet it till kickoff, and I bet it for fun. So Green Bay, just because fuck the Falcons.
All right, so I'm going to – yeah, we're just going to auto-fade the Falcons here. That's our Monday Night Football pick. So, all right, let's get to our picks of the week. Vic, you were the one that had probably the biggest lean out of them all, so we'll let you kick it off first with – I'm thinking you're going to probably head to South Florida for this one.
Yes, sir. If you guys don't mind, I will take the Fins. I see some sevens out there, but to be fair, most books have 6.5, so I'll take them for official pick. Dolphins +6.5. I think they are our live dog, and I'm going to sprinkle a little bit of money on the money line too.
Love it. John, what about you? Who are you liking this week? What's your pick of the week?
Well, in honor of our new video pod, I'm going to get everyone off to a good start this week. You're not going to take your girlfriends out. You're not going to take your wives out. You're going to watch the 0-3 Broncos against the 0-3 Jets. Put your money on the Jets. Rip, no rookie running quarterback from Boise State's going to win a game. Give me the Jets. And Sam Darnold and that whole mess of a team. Pick 'em is the line, right? Jets, yep. Pick 'em. That's my pick.
I love it. Actually, I think over if you go to Unibet, you might be able to get a +1 over there. I think I saw it earlier. So
I'm gonna take my $30 from Unibet and put Jets +1 there.
So hop over to Unibet and you can get that +1 and take John's pick of the week and get your free promo from Sports Intel here. Over there. So let's do it. But me, I'm going with the Patriots +7, stepping in front of the Chiefs train here. So I'm going to take the hoodie in this spot here and get the touchdown. So that's my pick of the week +7. So just to recap, we got Vic on the Dolphins +6.5. John, find his game over at Unibet for Thursday Night Football and then take your winnings and parlay that into the weekend. Then we'll give out a 1 o'clock and a 4 o'clock game if you look at our picks of the week. So John is going with the Jets. We'll give it out at +1 because, like I said, that's what Unibet's got it. So all right. we'll give them the point. No need to do pick them. And then, I'm going with the Patriots at 425 +7. So those are our three picks of the week. Again, big shout out to Sports Intel. If thank you for sponsoring today's podcast and hooking us up with this awesome video chat here. So thanks again for all that. And you can check out a lot of Vic's content over there too on their website.
Let's do this, fellas. Big week.
All right, boys. Good luck.
Good luck. See you.